Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Mutimwi.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Only the weather has gone down. Temperatures are low.
Yay, the temperatures are... Are they also like that in Zim?
Yeah, very low today.
Oh, man, man, man. You know, today I pulled out some of my warmest jackets. I thought to myself, no, it's not good, this one. I must put out the heavyweight one now.
Yes.
Yeah, no, man. Let's hope that you're going to be keeping warm there. And please do take care.
True. Thank you for that.
Lovely. Now, we are talking about long-suffering versus instant gratification. And in fact, we're continuing, to talk about this topic since we started on Monday. And in today's fast-paced world, the desire for instant gratification has become more deeply ingrained in our culture. We want things quickly, easily, and of course, with minimal effort. The rise of smartphones and the pervasive influence of social media platforms have played a significant role in fueling this instant gratification culture. And this is the culture that we live in today. So, Pastor, how does technology, in your view, contribute to a culture of instant gratification?
Yes, technology can contribute, to instant gratification. Yes, and by that I mean to say people want easy things and immediate access to whatever they are looking for. Technology can provide that. And because of that, it creates in us a culture of impatience. Impatience. People will be created to be beings who are not patient. At the click of your finger, you get whatever you want to get. It will create a culture of instant gratification.
Now, what are the psychological consequences of increased impatience? You talked about impatience. What is that is brought by technology?
Yes, technology can bring stresses, anxieties, decrease in attention span. People will no longer take long to listen or will have anxiety looking forward to, and will have the stresses within them. These are psychological elements that technology can carry up with. And these will hound people and will bring diseases and sufferings if they are allowed to prolong. Mental health cases, mental health issues, high blood pressures, and even people will fail to hear simple instruction. People will fail to hear because they are used to easy things, the culture of instant gratification. So psychological elements or consequences include stress, anxiety, decreased attention spans, and mental health issues will creep in.
In terms of our relationships and social interactions, how does technology affect those?
You know, when I was growing up, my mother used to say, "When I'm talking to you, look into my eyes." That's what my mother used to tell me. So technology has removed face-to-face interaction, and relationships are dying. People will be, the house will be full, but very far from each other because of technology. We are sitting close by, but somebody will be in America at that very moment. Face-to-face interaction and the relationships decreased in their intensity because there's no interaction with those that are around you. People will enjoy relationships with faraway people in faraway countries, leaving those that they should connect with who are close by to them.
And it's quite unfortunate because, you know, what you are saying, I've seen people sitting on social medias, social media pages when they are with people. I mean, you see people sitting in restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. And it doesn't look like people are, you know, able to hold themselves, control themselves. It looks like there's an element of addiction to social media and tech.
Correct. True.
Mm. Yeah. Now, can technology impact our relationship with God?
I can say, yes, obviously it does. Of course, positively and negatively. Positively in the sense that when you want information there and there, you can click technology and technology can supply without delays. But negatively, it will create in us less spirituality, because, or in the sense that when you are connected to technology in and it has built in you a culture of instant gratification, people will not be patient when they ask God to do them their requests. Because technology has taught us that you click a finger and it comes. Yet in prayer, we are taught to be patient because God does not answer like technology does. So it creates in us low levels of spirituality and patience waiting upon God. So it affects us. So I've said positively and negatively, technology does affect our relationship with God.
And if it affects it negatively, how does a person then correct that?
Yes, now we need direction, or we need coaching, or we need guidance on how we can use technology in some spiritual aspect. And an understanding that there are some times when technology can affect our relationship with God. When we are guided correctly, we'll be taught to use technology where it fits, and then visit God ourselves with our own hearts. Because technology cannot upgrade our hearts as we approach the throne of God. So we need guidance, coaching, and some direction as we use technology.
And how can we ensure that our use of tech and other modern conveniences don't hinder our spiritual growth?
The best thing is to align yourself with God. There's no other thing. We have a practical alignment with God without anything aiding you or assisting your relationship with God, without technology assisting you to connect with God. You just have a physical connection with God, spiritual connection with God, without anything aiding you. When these other things come, they will find you on the right position with God.
Well, and those who are having their relationship great with the technology, is there anything that they need to be careful about?
Technology, we should suspect anything and everything in technology, because it has some infiltrations that come. So we have to suspect technology always when we find it, because it doesn't always bring pure or purity with it. So yes, those that are connected and that those that are thinking in technology should be worried, because it has some infiltrations within it that we should suspect.
Yeah, okay. Pastor Amasta, thank you for your time. Indeed, a blessing and always a blessing talking to you. Wishing you a fantastic evening. And let's all try and make sure that we have a healthy relationship with technology. And what, in your closing view, those who are having technology in their hands, how do we describe a healthy relationship? Because we can't get rid of technology altogether, but at the same time, it can actually distract us completely.
Yes, I can say we need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us on the use of technology when it relates to our spirituality. Without the aiding of the Holy Spirit, surely we will falter on our way.
Man, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time. Have a fantastic one and keep warm over there.
God bless.
Blessings to you. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.